It's time for Conversations with the Mayors. Whether you plan to shop for gifts online or in person this holiday season, local matters. You can find that perfect gift right here in our community. Support your local businesses and neighbors. Visit carolinachamber.org to see a directory of extraordinary chamber members ready to help you find the right gifts this season. We are joined on the phone now by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, how's your Thursday going?
It's going pretty well. Trying to wrap some things up before the big handoff on Monday. So lots of things still happening, but lots of good things coming to close and new energy starting next week.
Yeah, you're going through this whole huge cycle of the last time you do all these things, including visit with us here on the radio. What's been the thing that's kind of hit you the most in the past week or two that kind of really made this feel like it's really happening?
I went to my office to clean out some files, and just I can't tell you, I filled up so many recycling bins with all the agendas from all the meetings I went to. And it was like going down a sentimental journey, but notes that I'd taken on some from, 8 years ago and all the things I've learned, it really kind of just stood out with what I didn't know before I came in to what I had learned and all the people I'd met. It really has truly been an amazing journey. And I'm proud of all the work we've done. No one does this alone, as I've shared with folks. It is always a team effort, partnership effort, all those things with council, staff, all the folks in the community. And I feel really good about leaving it in Mayor-elect Jess Anderson's hands and the new council. I think things will go well. And Chris Blue is our manager and his team. I'm feeling it's sad and exciting. So it'll be a big change. And not having to be ready at a moment's notice to give a speech or get dressed and go somewhere, it's kind of funny. I don't know how I adjust. I probably wear sweats a lot or something. I don't know.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good thing to look forward to. I can get behind that.
I trimmed
that.
A bush outside today that needed doing for weeks. So I had a spare moment. I thought, I can now do this.
It's your first spare moment since the mid-teens, isn't it?
Well, there's been some spare moments, but the focus has always been on what we need to be doing. And I'm an avid list maker, so I have notebooks full of lists from the year and where we got to with them. But I'll be able to focus on some other things in the short term. I'm just really going to sleep and maybe read a book.
those sound like fairly essential things to be able to work into a schedule that's been packed for so long.
I want to say thank you, though. I mean, you guys have been great. I love the fact that you do these interviews and you spread the community news and that you ask great questions. And so very grateful to all of you at WCHL. You really are hometown heroes yourselves for making sure that the community stays informed. And I do get to hear all over town. People say they heard me on the radio or they learned about something on the radio. I'm like, that is wonderful. I'm really pleased. So grateful, and thank you for doing that.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, and we really appreciate the time, too, as we were just joking around about how busy you are, and you're still making this 15-minute window for us every week, and we really, really appreciate it. I wanted to kind of look back and over your time and service and ask you what kind of a personal moment is that you think will stand out. Maybe not necessarily like, here's this policy thing that we did, but what's a very, like, you were the mayor of your community moment that you think you're going to take with you as you step down from this office?
So it always goes back to one of the first things we did, which was food for the students. We didn't know what we didn't know, and we launched a website to look for volunteers to help us feed the kids over the summer, and we launched it the week before summer's break started. And I thought, how in the world are we going to fill up these spots and make this a reality? And within 24 hours, half the spots were filled, and within 48, almost all were, and I burst into tears. It was just so amazing for the community to show up to help community, and it's always stuck with me that this is a community that cares, and it was just so empowering to say, okay, we are in this together, and we're going to do it, and for me, that just kept the motivation going on all the different things we did, that the community was paying attention, that they do care. We might not always agree on how we get somewhere, but this community does not like to stand still. We like to keep pushing the limits and moving forward. And I was determined to get us in, better economic standing, a climate action plan, because we'd lost our way on that. And socially, too, we hadn't made good on our commitments to the Rogers Road Group, to all kinds of affordable housing. We didn't have a plan. So it's just those things of coming together and making it work and moving us forward, as I've often told people, you cannot stop growth. This region is exploding, but you can define what it looks like. You can say, this is the kind, this is what we want it to shape into. And that's where all the work that went into Complete Communities just makes me feel really good about where we're headed to. So those are the feelings. There have been some funny moments and some ahas and surprises, some exhaustion and frustration, but mostly just an appreciation of how incredible we are as a community, that we want more. We want to keep moving forward. So I think that's great.
One of the things that you've mentioned in our conversations that's really stood out to me that I don't think I would have necessarily thought about if I hadn't been having conversations with mayors, was somewhat recently you mentioned that you don't really know when you get this job that you're also acting as the State Department for the town of Chapel Hill. It's a small town, but it attracts a lot of very high-profile people.
Global attention.
So when that happens, there are all these sort of unspoken protocols that are supposed to take place between dignitaries, and you're suddenly the dignitary. Have you had that conversation with Jess Anderson?
Not yet. A while. We're getting through many conversations, and I don't want to overwhelm her all at once. She has been a council member. She has heard throughout the years and all the times we've met about things going on. But I think the full impact of that, she went with me to the Metro Mayor's meeting last week and heard a lot about what's going on in Raleigh, and we even had Tim Moore come speak to us, and that was interesting. But just, you don't realize those pieces. There's a lot of pieces, and that people expect you to be able to give a speech at the drop of in front of 500 people, and you're like, hello, let's go. And they expected me from day one to know to know everything, right? To already know everything. It's like, whoa. Well, you've got to learn it first, and you've got to realize that the biggest power the mayor has is convening folks together who do already know and finding solutions. And the power of convening is huge. But it is funny because I've been summoned to D.C. a few times and representing our little tiny town, being summoned to state, the national capital for all kinds of reasons is kind of a surreal experience. I'll just say it that way. You're not expecting it. You're like, hey, I'm supposed to be running the town here. Not what are we doing? And then COVID, for goodness sakes. I mean, really.
Yeah, there
you don't expect. Yeah.
That was kind of exhibit 1A in things that you don't expect happening when you're in public office. A very unprecedented circumstance. We'd like to get into that a little bit. But I also I'm going to ask you kind of a difficult question here. I feel like there are two answers to this question, and hopefully you'll be able to give me two different answers.
Okay. All right.
There are kind of two ways to look back retrospectively at your time in public service, and one of them is the impact that you're most proud of making. And I think we've talked about that a little bit, but I'd definitely let you talk about that as much as you'd like. The other thing I would like to hear your opinion on is what you think you'll actually be remembered as. Like 10 years, 20 years down the road, when people are saying, well, Pam Heminger was mayor for 8 years, and that was the time when blank. What is the answer to that question?
I hope I'll be remembered for buying the Legion property. I made that happen because it took a council vote, but I was determined, and many mayors before me reached out and said, you got to do this, and I'm just very proud, and I'm hopeful. I think the parking deck will be something. People are like, whoa, at first it seems kind of a lot, but then when people understand the benefits of that, I think will be the Innovation Center pulling all that together with partnerships, part of that, but making that a priority. I think people will look back, and I hope they look back at the civil rights historic work we did. That was, to me, truly uplifting for the community and finally acknowledging the past. I'm hopeful they'll remember that. Wegmans, I think I get tagged to Wegmans a lot, which fine with me. I'd love to shop there, and it's knocking sales tax revenues out of the park. I don't know that people really understand the some of the dynamics of our economic development pathway that we weren't on, that we are now on and making huge strides. So I'm hopeful people say that. But and maybe the climate action. I know I spent years trying to get our streetlights changed out, just getting us moving along on a real plan, and we have one. So I'm hopeful. And the affordable housing plan. I mean, we talked about forever about affordable housing and how we valued it, but we didn't have a plan. And so I'm all about making, doing the research, creating a plan, and then measuring yourself, holding yourself accountable for those plans. So I think those are some of the big things. Maybe third grade field trips. I hope they continue. Those are hilarious and fun and heartwarming, bringing third grades from all over our district to town hall and running mock meetings with me and stuff. It's hard to know. It's hard to know when I look back, and I've talked to the other mayors, and we've had lunches together and talked about what they feel they'll be remembered for. But maybe those will be some of the things. I'm sure people will have things they weren't pleased about. We can't all agree on everything. I do know that. But I'm hopeful that people will know I tried my best and wanted this community to become sustainable and you know, economically, environmentally, and socially. And I'm hoping that they... It takes a long time to see that, though, I guess. I'm hoping they understand that we took real steps towards those plans.
Lots of options there for things you could be remembered by, which is great. You know,
Well, we did a lot, Nate.
There was a lot of things that happened, a lot of positive things. I don't know that there's really a question here, but I'm just thinking about when Aaron Keck had Susan Brown on earlier this week, and I don't remember exactly what question he asked about you. But her answer was, what is there to say? She's Mayor Pam. It's just like, it seems like you're such an institution. I'm not going to ask the real specific question here, but I'm going to push a little bit. What's 2024 look like for Pam Hemminger, non-mayor?
Hopeful, lots of fun things to do and figuring out what next steps are. Figure that out myself. I wanted to be able to approach that from a place of calmness and not being worried about the next thing on the list. And I'm going to see my grandbabies more, so I'm excited about that. I'm going to get back to playing tennis. I miss it dreadfully. I haven't played much in the last few years. And lots of things outdoors. So I'm hoping to become a master gardener. So all those things of just lots of ideas, and we'll figure out what works and when.
So lots of time with grandchildren sounds great. Lots of outdoor time, tennis, gardening. I think that's a pretty good way
well,
to fill
in. I've ignored my company for a while, too. I think I probably should get back to that. But
little detail of work.
Yeah, someone else is doing a great job. I'm sure she's not excited about me plugging back in.
So along those lines, I mean, it's also been a long time that you've existed in the world of public service, and I'm not going to ask you if you're running for anything, but do you anticipate still being some way involved in public service in the community?
Absolutely. I love community service. I love serving community. I hope I'm helpful doing that. I will be looking for other opportunities to plug in, not saying yes to anything just yet, because I want, like I said, some downtime. I'm going to stay on the Downtown Together plan right now, the partnership we have with UNC and Downtown Partnership. Jess Anderson's asked me to stay involved. We have another year's worth of work to really make sure that we've got the plan set. So that part will be continuing. I can't see not being involved in something. I don't know what that is yet, though. So I'll figure it out. Not leaving, so I'm here as a resource if people need. I'm happy to help plug in and do things.
So you're not on the Chris Blue career plan here?
No, not going to refile for anything, no.
Because I had a version of this conversation with Chris Blue, and it wasn't a fortnight later he was being announced as an interim town manager.
Well, he was very gracious when I approached him and asked him to consider the council. You know, we knew that we needed to find an interim manager, and I was like, you know... We still laugh at that conversation because he had no idea. That's why I asked him to come to lunch, you know, a few days before his retirement. So, yeah.
It's the fake retirement lunch.
Yes,
you thought you
yes.
were going to retire, but actually.
But actually, we're going to pivot and do something good. No, it has been such an incredible journey and so learning so much, but meeting so many incredible people. It really has been an amazing experience that's hard to describe in many ways, and I will miss so much of it, but I'm really kind of exhausted, and it's going to be good to have new energy at the helm, so I'm excited for that too.
We're wrapping up our final conversation with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. I'm sure we'll speak again with Citizen Pam Hemminger in the future. Got about a minute left, Pam. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we sign off?
I just want to say how much we've appreciated Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. He's been amazing to work with. We've done some great things, partnerships together. I know he's off to Michigan State. We're going to miss it. We feel like that's a huge loss for our community. But it's all about, you know, things are always going to change, and people have to be ready to work with whomever comes in, and I think that will happen. But we, you know, the Guskowitz have been here. I mean, they've been here for almost 30 years, part of the community. So it is a huge loss, but we wish them all well. And I know that the new leadership, Jess, will come in, a new council, that things will rock and roll. And things are good in Chapel Hill. I know we have our stresses and things we disagree with, but if you look at really what's going on, we're doing some good things. So I appreciate all that I've gotten to experience and be a part of.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, one more time, thanks for the time, and congratulations on getting a bunch of hours of your life back.
Thank you so much. Take care.